Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Wow. Hey, happy Friday. Glorious day in the Rose City. It's sunny. It's nice out. Taylor Swift just dropped a new album. It's all the great things in life.
You love it.
I do. I've listened to it. Well, not all of it. I've not listened to all 31 songs that, my God, where does she find the time to live her life? It seems like she's on a world tour that is never ending. And
didn't she say she wrote these like all over, like she wrote them all at the same time kind of a deal, like over a year or 2 year period or something?
Yeah, I have no idea. But she just puts out this music, and these are the struggles of having a child where you're no longer cool to your 10-year-old daughter anymore. So I've got to like find myself like, all right, what is this Taylor Swift album? She's dropping F-bombs now. Do you know that?
Oh.
Several F-bombs in the new T-Swizzle album. She's pulling the Harry Potter move here.
Are most of them on the old Kim K diss track?
I don't know. I don't know. I miss all of these. I have no idea what any of these things mean.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like, "Oh, did you see this swipe?" I'm like, "I have no idea. How are you conspiracy theorists and Taylor Swift fans, I have long said, the Venn diagram is a circle. There's not a lot like, and this is okay, because if your conspiracy theories are diving into the Taylor Swift lyrics, that's not as bad as most of the conspiracy theories that are out there, you know? Like, they're doing their 3D chess when everybody else is playing checkers on these.
Yeah, the Swiftie conspiracies are far less harmful.
My goodness, though. Like, some of them are like, that's what that means? I just thought it was a song lyric. There is a good one, though. She has a song, which I think is going to be, anytime we have, like, Florida Man news, it's going to be the song of Florida Man news. It's called Florida.
Ah.
And there's a line in there that says...
Is there a line in there about lines?
No.
Oh.
There's a line in there that says, my friends either smell like weed or little babies. Which is, when you think about that one,
yeah,
like, you get to a point in your life where some of your friends, like, yeah, this dude just keeps on smoking weed, or he's got kids, so you either smell like weed or little babies.
And she's 34.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
That line.
Kind of right there.
When I heard that, I was like, whoa, well, weed or little babies? And I was like, oh. Actually, that
makes sense.
That makes sense.
Pretty good diversion of paths there.
That makes a whole lot of sense there. There's a lot of Travis Kelce mentions in there, or alluding to Travis Kelce.
I have a feeling he doesn't smell like the little babies.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. I think maybe we can 3D chess that.
On that note,
it's Jason Kelce versus Travis Kelce. Because he keeps popping out kids. Jason does.
Did you see Carmelo Anthony?
No.
His ad? He's coming back to Portland tomorrow.
Oh, I think I saw something
tomorrow
adjacent to this.
420?
Babe. He's not powered. He's flowered.
Oh, so he has a weed line
now.
He
has his own strain that he's coming back to Portland, which is really funny because he was the one that, you know, publicly put it out there that Dame should leave Portland. I don't know. Maybe don't come back to Portland.
Oh, I have already forgotten that.
Yeah,
that
happened.
It's Carmelo Anthony. He says a lot of stuff. When you said that, the one thing I thought of was his buddy who got popped with Carmelo Anthony's Denver Nuggets backpack
with
that had his name and his number on it. And he's like, not mine. And his buddy's like, yeah, that's mine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it kind of makes sense.
I think it's fair to say that Carmelo Anthony's opinion was not the impetus that got Dame out of town.
No. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of weird He went down that line. He's like, Portland, you still love me, right?
There are a lot of people that do love him here.
Which is super weird because he did absolutely nothing here.
Yeah, it's Portland. Like, it was a star that came to Portland. Don't do that.
No.
Hold on. You're missing the point here, Danny. Calm down. Let your hate in your heart fizzle for a minute. Carmelo Anthony was a star that had already faded. He had burst, but it's just like in Portland
hole.
Here, what happens is it takes like millions of years for that light to finally get to Earth. That light finally got to Portland. That star had burnt out years ago, but he came here and people are like, yes! And that's all they want is like a name, any name, to come to Portland.
Disgusting.
It is.
Disgusting.
It is. You're not wrong. But that is why some people love Carmelo Anthony, because it's like, see, he wanted to come here. No, it was the only place I would take him to be, if we're being quite honest.
We can get free agents.
It was quite literally the only place that would take Carmelo Anthony. And so there are people that...
No.
Some Blazer fans
there were
will do
other
that.
Teams that would take him. None would let him start.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it was. He had four other offers, and that was the stupidest thing.
That's right.
He always shifted his. He was being blackballed. No, he wasn't being blackballed.
I love
that. Everyone told him, no, we'll take you. You can just come off the bench.
You know what? The Petty's already starting here. You are a five-time Petty Olympics gold medalist, and that I absolutely love you for that. And I know why this is coming out right now. You're wound up today. You're wound up today because the Chicago Bulls got a win for you.
They've got
a win for you because you've already tweeted out your bet that is still pending.
Oh, no. I tweeted this out in September.
There we go.
The one that I sent you this morning, I haven't touched it.
There we go.
What's funny is...
What's your cash out right now on that?
Well, yeah.
You should look at that. You should see what your cash out is on that thing.
I don't care. I'm not touching it.
Yeah, you're just going to let it ride.
Yeah. You kidding me?
You're going to let it ride, baby. You got plus 425
But I tweeted it out.
Heat missing the playoffs.
In September. September 27th, I believe is what it was. Or 29th. One of those days. On the Heat missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
There have been probably 6 different days throughout the season where all of Heat Twitter's like, still feeling good about this? Still feeling good about this? Still feeling good about this?
Yes.
And it's weird. For the last month, none of those days have occurred.
Oh, weird.
Weird how that happened.
Yeah, it was 2:32 p.m. September 27th, 2023. From planet Earth, you tweeted.
I tweeted from planet Earth.
Yep. You got the Heat to miss the playoffs. And I think that's where you went from 0 to 100 really quick on Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, you got irrationally mad. I felt like a 16-year-old girl driving.
No.
I thought Danny was coming for me.
No.
And I have no idea why.
I absolutely hate anytime he was like, Melo here was fun. No. There's zero fun had.
No, nobody
Stop.
Said it was fun. But
No. People do.
You
people
know the
like,
people
oh,
love
yeah,
him.
No. Three of the Dome, Carmelo. No. That whole period, if I could, I would wipe it from my brain. It was the dumbest period of basketball. Mm. They brought him here, guaranteed him minutes, guaranteed him shots, all for freaking Neil Olshay's stupid ego.
Top 75 player all
Just
time.
That's what he touted. See, look, I can bring people here.
Top 75 player all time.
It was like, oh my, it was the dumbest of times.
Yeah.
Dumbest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Desperate, dumb, ridiculous times.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it.
Hey. Carmelo Anthony.
Gross.
Top 75 player of all time. Top 75 player of all time. Let's go. I'll wind you up and let you run with that today. I know those buttons. You know who was the originator of like getting into the weed business in the NBA? It was Al Harrington. Al Harrington.
He was the OG with Viola, right?
Yeah, yeah. He opened up like a massive weed farm in Colorado, right? Because they were the first state to legalize it. Right when they legalized weed, he opened up like a massive weed growing operation there. And it was all on like the down low because he thought the NBA was going to come for him because of it. Because at that time, marijuana was still illegal in the NBA. Mm-hmm. They still tested for it. They don't even test for it anymore.
No, they've taken it off, and in the new CBA, it's completely gone.
But he was like really worried about it. And I guess the reason why he got into the marijuana growing industry is because he noticed that he had to convince his grandmother, I think it was, to use it for medicinal purposes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, dude, there's money to be made here.
There's a real
and
market,
he's made a ton of money.
No, he was really one of the first to be there.
Yeah, he was he was like the first big name to like throw down the cash, and now it's all over. Mike Tyson's got his
really should be a knockout.
Yeah, it's a
nothing but indica that like uppercut.
I think it comes in, if I'm remembering this correctly, it comes in a grenade.
Oh, okay.
Comes in. It should be a fist.
Now, was it him too that also made the ear-shaped gummies?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So it's the Stay Mellow pack. It's flowered by Loud.
Of course it is. Of course. So he'll be here tomorrow for that, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Green Muse and Natural Wonders.
All right. Carmelo Anthony. All right. For those that are watching on the YouTube, youtube.com/1080amthefan. I'm wearing a new shirt today. You see the shirt?
It is a wonderful, wonderful shirt.
It is. I got this shirt from The Last Dive Bar, which is it's an Oakland A's fan group that has totally turned on John J. Fisher.
Yes.
And so they use their funds to fight the man, John J. Fisher, because the Oakland A's hosed them as a group. And so this is also my push to bring the Oakland A's to Portland, too. Also, let's go ahead.
It's great because it doesn't say Oakland on it anymore.
No, it's just an elephant.
Yeah.
It's just an elephant. Mm-hmm. It's a cool-looking shirt. And so I want the Oakland A's here.
Yep.
The Oregon Athletics, it sounds good. The Oregon A's sounds solid.
You and I were talking about this off-air yesterday. You would give up your Astros fandom, and I would give up my Cardinals fandom for a baseball team here.
No, absolutely. I would give up, if any of the big sports, I would give up my longstanding Colorado Avalanche fandom.
I know you can't ever shut up about that.
Right? Yeah.
It's all we ever hear about in this stupid show.
I picked the Colorado Avalanche. Hold on. I don't even know when they won the Stanley Cup. June 15th, 2022.
Oh, okay.
I became an Avs fan.
Oh, there you go. It's a good time.
Yeah, yeah. it was a great time.
You could have done that back in like 96
with Adam Deadmarsh
and Foote and Patrick Waugh,
Joe Sakic.
Yeah, it's a really good team.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't. Okay. I chose
great logo too, right out of the gate.
June 15th, 2022 is when I chose them. I'd give that up if we got an NHL team.
That's on par with when I became a Kings fan.
Yeah,
was when Wayne Gretzky became a King.
Sure,
it was a really great time to do that.
How'd the Avs do this year?
They've been in the playoffs.
We're in the playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs started last night.
I think I saw that they played.
Yeah.
They did. Did they win?
I have not been in the NHL bag this
year. We are a wagon. Yeah. Third in the West? You kidding me? Watch out, NHL. Yeah. Here we come.
This is probably the least I've watched hockey in probably 10 years.
I would give up Avs for an NHL team. I'd give up the Patriots for an NFL team.
Really?
I'd give up my left arm for an NFL team. Mm-hmm. I would give up the Astros. They were my most beloved team. Oh. I love the Astros more than anything.
Okay.
Anything. Like, that was my team growing up. I mean, and obviously with everything that's happened, it's hard.
Mm.
It's hard to be an Astro. Like, it's not an easy thing. Like, you're sitting there like, God, still love them. Mm. Still love them. Still will ride with my Stros.
Like that deadbeat uncle.
Yeah, you know, you support him when he gets out.
Yeah, right.
You know, when he goes to jail, you're like, damn it, Ricky. Yeah. And then he gets out and you're like, I still love you, man. Here's your cake.
Yeah.
You know, we got you out.
That's what Michael Porter Jr. is going through right now.
With all of his family.
Yes.
Yeah. Other Porter brother. What?
So you guys know about Jonte Porter, banned for life from the NBA.
Yeah.
This morning, his younger brother, Corbin, was sentenced to 6 years in jail for killing somebody while drunk driving. So things are not going great for the Porter family.
Yikes, man.
Just absolutely insane.
That is just, I mean, that's a tragic story all the way around.
But I mean, think about that. Think about what the last 2 weeks has been for that family.
But it's
good
awful.
God.
It's been a rough go of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, worse for the family who lost somebody in an accident.
Clearly.
Let me go ahead and, in case anybody's wondering, way worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway,
like, if I'm power ranking the people I feel bad for.
Oh, yeah. No, Corbin's at the very bottom of that list.
I don't think anybody feels bad for either of those Porters. The family that I feel is the family that lost somebody. Yeah. And then you move down, like, the Grand Canyon size gap between the family that lost somebody because of a stupid decision and a drunk driver killing them. And then you go to, like, that wide chasm. And I go to maybe the people dumb enough to bet on the Jonte Porter overs. And then I go...
No, I don't feel bad for them either.
I go wide chasm down to...
That's true sicko stuff.
Not feeling bad at all for the Porters themselves. Oh, no, actually, Michael Porter Jr., because he's just sitting there looking around, and both of his brothers are getting in very serious trouble. And I'm like, gosh, that sucks.
Did you know that he has his own podcast now?
No.
Listen to that, and I don't think you'll feel sorry for him anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's bad.
I don't...
Oh, it's bad.
What does he do?
The dumb is overwhelming.
Like, what... okay, give me an example.
We can't.
He just... Oh.
We can't.
He's just...
Yeah. Yeah. It's... Yeah. It's right. Overwhelming.
Damn.
Yeah. It's...
All right.
It's tough out here. Tough out here.
All right.
Things are not going as well for him and that family as well as they are for Taylor Swift.
T Swift, baby. Yeah. Oh, hey, look at this. We've got a list of Blazers with bringing in has-been players. Sean Kemp.
That was the has-been of has-been because that was the biggest cokehead I've ever seen.
Danny Ainge, but Danny Ainge wasn't over his prime.
No.
He still had
tail end.
Like a lot of run left in him. Detlef Schrempf.
Past his prime.
Past his prime.
Still good.
Yeah.
But past his prime.
Scotty
was still good.
No Tippin, Scotty Pippen was
still
really good.
Really good. They were
Western Conference Finals.
They were 6 minutes away from being an NBA title winner.
Yeah. Carmelo Anthony.
Cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamal Crawford, too. Jamal Crawford was the sixth man of the year and then...
helped lead a mutiny.
He did lead a mutiny.
Yeah.
He did.
Nice guy, Jamal Crawford. Led a mutiny with Raymond Felton and Marcus Camby.
Yeah. Boy. Marcus Camby's another
one. Nice guy.
Yeah. Marcus Camby, another guy
had
who had an
absolutely incredible car. I think it was a 68 Impala on 22s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did we get to Steve Smith yet?
No, we haven't gotten to Steve
Smith. Smitty was still really good.
He was
here.
Good.
That whole, we're just talking the cooked.
No, we're talking stars. But he was on the tail end. Yeah. He was on the tail end.
That whole 98, 99, 2000 team, though, they were all older, but none of them were cooked. Like, even Sabonis wasn't cooked.
Well, bring on Klay Thompson.
I mean, Rod Strickland wasn't cooked.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Kenny Anderson.
No. No.
No, Melo and Kemp are the ones that were fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we got
no,
Fashion
nothing
Kemp,
even. Oh,
dude,
God.
We'll love Klay Thompson if he comes here.
Oh, Klay would kill it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Klay would kill it here.
Yeah, he would. He'd drive his boat up the river. He'd probably live in like Lake Oswego because he drives his boat to the game in Golden State now.
If he
could boat up the river dock at the grain silo and then just walk across the street.
I like it.
It's recruiting pitch. How many teams can do that for you, Klay? Huh?
Because as long as he lived north of Oregon City, he'd be fine.
Maybe get him like a little golf cart he can drive from the grain silo up to across the street.
He's
got
to be careful right there because that Right to Dream 2 homeless camp is right there.
I don't think they'll mess with Klay. I don't think they will.
His boat, they might.
I mean, they got security. It'll be fine. He should be more worried about the rats.
And I'd say,
they got a lot of rats around there, too.
So many rats. But then again, he's been playing in San Francisco. He's got to be used to, absolutely monster-sized rats by now.
Well, this is not the start to the show that I was anticipating, but here we are.
Here we go. That's what I'm here for.
We've got here. How about Taylor Swift, huh? Mm. America's sweetheart. America's sweetheart. Going.
Unless you're Kelly Stafford.
Or a Kim Kardashian. Apparently she's coming at Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Or an ex-boyfriend, because apparently there's a lot of ex-boyfriends in this.
Yeah.
You know? I was asked to rank my favorite songs by my Swifty niece.
How'd that go?
They just found five songs and put them on a list and said, there we go. And she said, okay, yeah, that's a pretty decent list. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I don't think I could go wrong.
Yeah, I feel like you probably could have put down any five songs.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I feel like you. There would be a righteous just gathering if you put
No, she can do no wrong to the diehard Swifties.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think she doesn't? She has. You think she has a skip?
No, not to them.
Not a single skip?
Not to them. No, I got. Look, I'll read a text message here. She called I love Aaron Dessner, and he is a producer sent from heaven. That was a text.
So the producer on the track is getting love.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's sent from heaven. So
Aaron Dessner on the track.
So I don't think there's a single song that you can say okay. They'd be like, yeah, it's a bad one. All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, we got the playing game tonight. Danny's got some skin in the game. But which player in each of these series of the first round needs to come up huge next on The Fan?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
All right, you got a playing game tonight in the NBA. Two of them. Bulls Heat vying for a chance to get the hell beat out of them by Boston, while the Kings Pelicans can get a crack at the Oklahoma City Thunder. A little double dip there tonight.
It's going to be fun one way or the other. The play-in so far has been really good. As far as the last couple of years and what it's produced. I mean, it produced an opportunity for the Miami Heat to be the first team to come from the play-in to the finals.
Yeah.
The fact that happened
cool.
So quickly, like,
it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Like, when you think about it, like, we don't usually get upsets all that often in the NBA, and to get one from that deep, and again, just, you know, circumstances change. Giannis getting hurt being probably the premier one and
huge.
The path clearing for them. But it's a really successful development for the NBA. And unfortunately for the Kings and Pelicans in the Western Conference game, you're not going to have Zion. B.I.'s still kind of working his way in. I mean, he got benched in the fourth quarter of their game that they lost to the Lakers.
He was dreadful.
Yes. He's probably going to get moved in the offseason, which is probably leaning towards why he looks like this, because we've seen this before when guys know things are over. Trae Young said in his exit interview that, yeah, I want to be here, but I want to win too, which is also like, nobody in the league and nobody in your team likes you. So how does that work out well for you on that end? It's tough. But the Kings, like, they were a fun, plucky team last year, third seed. they aren't that far off of it this year, but they had devastating injuries. You know, they lose Kevin Herter to the shoulder, Malik Monk to the knee, and you're like, that's a lot. It's a big chunk of your offense. That's your sixth man and another floor spacer. And as much as like the emergence of Keon Ellis has been huge for them, and he was incredible against the Warriors.
He was insane on Steph Curry.
Yeah. He's gonna be all right in the NBA. That wasn't the first time he's done this. He's had these kind of precursors to being kind of a two guard Mikal Bridges for a little while now, which if you can find that, great. But that game, I think it has a little bit more consequence because OKC and who they're taking on isn't tested. And I still think OKC and the Thunder are going to win that round pretty handily because they've been so great. Some of the tracking data came out. I'm going to squirrel moment here for a second on the Thunder. Chet Holmgren contested more shots at the rim than anyone this year and was second in field goal percentage allowed.
Yeah, so he had really big.
An insane amount of volume. I mean, more than damn near anyone. Brooke Lopez was the only one even close. He was like 50 shots less. But for Chet to do that in his rookie year and to be that effective is absolutely bonkers. So as much as the whole, well, they need a big thing. Yeah, they do. But it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that series.
It's a damn shame that nobody likes him after that commercial with him and SGA now.
Do you hate that commercial?
Yes, when they were singing.
What a Pro Wants.
Well, and it's not the commercial itself, and it's not them. It's how many damn times it was beat over our head during the NCAA tournament.
What was worse, that or the Burger King jingle commercial?
That.
Really?
Yeah, because the Burger King jingle is, it's like more like the Wendy's one, where it's like, you know, you're going to be like, get a far buck, you know? We'll sing that.
Dave Single.
Get in the app. Yeah, you can do that, like, BK, have it your way.
Whopper, you rule. Whopper. Yeah.
Like, we like that. Everybody's going to want to finish that jingle. Nobody is singing What a Pro Wants. Mm. Nobody. It wasn't a song we were singing with the original lyrics. Yeah. And we're definitely not going to sing it now, especially when they're in their black leather jackets.
They ruined it.
Looking like the Backstreet Boys on the cover of an album in 1998.
Yeah, them trying to also push their fashion in the commercial was...
Yeah.
Well, that was a tough look.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Have you seen...
It was very Oklahoma City of
Jalen Williams and Shea at the podium together wearing their like square sunglasses.
All right.
Like, it's tough.
I think like there's an element of it just being in Oklahoma City makes you just like lean harder into high-end weird bougie fashion because all you see
is
people like in Wranglers and, you know, Ariat shirts, and you're just like, I need to go so far the other direction. Russell Westbrook did the same thing. He became like
Chris
high-end
Paul went
fashion.
Remember? Chris Paul went full cowboy. I thought that was a fun twist.
Kevin Durant, James Harden, they both leaned really hard into high-end fashion. I think it's just what you do.
You go to OKC, you become into fashion. Jeremy Grant.
Is it Jeremy Grant?
My goodness.
See?
OKC is where you go full fashion. Wow.
Yeah, because
of galaxy brain takes.
All you see is like
the
short sleeve plaid, Ariat work shirts, Carhartt, and Wranglers. Like you're just like, I am just in a sea of dust in the same clothing. I'm going to lean the other way. And I think that's where we're at.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my working theory.
Okay.
It's my working theory.
And then we got Bulls Heat.
Bulls Heat.
But we also have a break, too.
Kobe White. We're not talking about Bulls Heat next.
Okay.
God, no. Are you kidding me?
No. I want to bask in it a little bit.
No. Kobe White, he went off for 42.
And he's capable of doing it again.
But they need him to without if Caruso, swelling went down in his ankle. Mm-hmm. Still
go
up in the air.
I mean, you don't really have to play that hard a defense of Tyler Herro.
But no Jimmy Butler is huge for Miami.
Yeah.
And the fact that because he's their pit bull, and if you do have Caruso.
Jaime Jaquez game. That's what they're hoping. Right now.
If Jovic and Jaquez go off.
It's going
to
be tough.
You are going to have such a long night.
It's going to be tough.
You are not going to sleep.
Hey, it's fine if they go off as long as they still get that L.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well.
No, if they win that game because
on the back
of
those guys,
and Jovic.
Yeah, it's fine if they go off as long as they still get that L.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, even then, that's tough.
Yeah, Danny wants them to have the, you know, the hero stat line.
Yeah.
He wants them to go all Clay.
Shots. Get him up, baby.
Have some new AI written articles on Jovic and Hawkins tomorrow.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Is Kobe White the key in this one, though, for the Bulls?
Kobe or DeMar.
Yeah. Well, DeMar DeRozan, still really good at
basketball.
Still
really
good.
You know
what? He's trending in 3 years to be one of those Blazers candidates.
I'd be all for it. Love DeMar. 100% approval rating.
See, but then it would be in 3 years. It'd be like, what are you getting?
Look, he came here, and here's the difference. DeMar is accepting and willing. Carmelo Anthony was demanding. It's a difference. It's a difference between Syracuse and USC, man.
That's the difference?
There you go. Right there. The humility.
All right. 503-864-6326. That be the Vancouver Ford text line right now. We got Russ with SportsCenter.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody.
All right, we went over talking playing games there. So we got a quickie. A little nooner.
No, who doesn't love that?
This coming out, you know the Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes, that team?
Yeah, the hockey team that played in Arizona.
That's the one.
Yep.
They're moving to Utah.
Indeed. Did you see people crying last night?
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah,
what do you call a cheerleader on ice? Ice cheerleader? Are they still cheerleaders? Does like changing?
I'm not
going to
say
on
the term that I know.
Yes, no.
But they. I don't know. Cheerleader.
Cheerleader on ice. I'm going to go with a serial killer victim.
Oh.
But yeah, they did a close up on her on
she
one
was balling.
On one of them. She was just losing it.
Yeah. I hate when teams get ripped away from fan bases. Sucks. Bring the A's to Portland. But
well, I mean, they're already being ripped away.
I think we would be saving them, and we could extend an olive branch to kind of smooth things over.
It's a short trip from Oakland up here, too.
But Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz, who will be the owner of the Utah hockey team, apparently this coming to us via Greg Wyshynski. Greg Wyshynski, who's an NHL ESPN writer, he said applications for team names have been filed. Here they are. The Utah Blizzard.
That goes too much alongside the Avalanche.
It gets worse. Okay. Utah Venom.
That's an indoor lacrosse team.
Utah Fury, Arena Football.
Yeah.
Utah HC and Hockey Utah Club. Hockey Club. Those were filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
What? Yeah. These all suck.
Here comes the winner. And the story behind what I think should be the team name. Okay. This one comes to us from Taylor W. Anderson. He on Twitter, he said, after the news yesterday about the new trademark applications for hockey teams in Utah, I woke up wondering whether more applications had been filed. I saw that the same group that filed for the names below also filed for the Utah Yetis.
Ding, 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 ding,
the Utah Yetis.
I can get behind that.
That is it right there. That is it. That should be it. But wait, there's more. Now, Taylor says, I noticed that somebody else had previously owned the Utah Yetis trademark. So he went and he looked into it. It was somebody, and this is from Taylor Anderson, it was somebody I used to play beer league hockey with in Salt Lake City. I hit him up and asked whether he owned the rights to Utah Yetis. Nope, not anymore. He agreed to sell it to Ryan Smith.
Oh.
Huh?
Hey.
That's a great story, Chase, right there from the journalist.
Yeah. So this dude is like, beer league hockey is like, Utah Yetis filing the trademark. Let's go. And then all of a sudden you flip that for...
He probably got like 50 grand out of it.
Even if it's like $500, worth it.
I bet you worth it. That's substantial.
It's worth it just for the story.
Yeah. Yes. And you could be like, hey, give me $500 that I had to like pay to file everything or whatever. Yeah. You know?
Season tickets.
Give me season tickets. Yeah. Just season tickets. Put me on.
I want a suite.
Damn. Put me on the glass. Just put me on the glass.
Just like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Not like Sir Mix-a-Lot. No. No. Hard no.
If I said...
Because I'm feeling like this beer league hockey player looks a lot like you.
I would... You know what? If this were me, and if I own the rights, and that was the team name they went with, I'd be like, look, tell you what, I'll give you these, no questions asked, season tickets for life.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a fair trade.
I give you the name of the team.
Yeah, because...
That is going to win overwhelmingly, because you had...
Yeah, that's why you go for the suite.
You had indoor lacrosse and arena football team names. And then the Utah Yetis, which is badass.
I was gonna,
you put in like a percentage of the merch.
No, no, I mean that's
give me like 1%.
Well, 1% is a truckload of money.
You make a lot of cash.
Yeah. Not to take this further into the side of the mountain. Did you see what was trending yesterday? Because the team said they put out a thing on Twitter with a graphic. It said, "What should we name the new team?" And what went trending was the Salt Lake Soakers.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
like did. Of course. Did they not think that was going to happen? You open that up to the entire world.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be the most offensive thing that they can think about Salt Lake City.
And apparently Ryan Smith was on Pat McAfee like yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
And they just kept peppering him with that question. And you could tell that Ryan Smith was just done.
Squirming.
Yeah.
Not a big hockey show.
Thought they might go with some sort of animal around the region. A ram, an elk. A moose, deer.
I'm not familiar with the animals around there. I don't.
Utah wildlife.
I mean, like,
but you got to be original, though.
What about something like the Utah Bighorns?
That's the Reno Bighorns. I went with G League.
Oh yeah.
That's where my.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I think Yetis is solid.
Yetis is solid. 100%.
I think that's a winner.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. Just
some idiots out there like, I'm gonna go root for the Yets.
No.
Yets.
Yeah.
It's like people who say Zers.
Just don't get me started
on
that.
Jump into a wall.
Not a big Zers guy either. Hey, trifecta of no
Zers.
Do
it. Yeah. People do it to me online and in person just to troll me because they know how much I hate it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It's just
that's
like,
the least surprising thing I've heard today.
It's like, ugh. Hey,
bro, favorite Zer, mellow.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Stay mellow, Zers.
Stay mellow, Zers.
Stay mellow, Zers.
Zerskis.
Ha, 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 ha. In my mind, the people that say Zers are the same guy that is the GIF where he has his Lakers necklace and he's like going, Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
You're not. Zers. Have you seen that guy lately? Because that GIF is old.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That or the guy that stands up and just, you know, he's like cheered and then rips the shades off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one. That's the guy that says Zers.
Zers. Yeah.
100%.
For sure.
100%. Vancouver Forward text line, after the success of the Kraken, after the success of the Kraken name, owners are more likely to actually try cool names. The Kraken rollout was incredible.
Yeah.
And their marketing and their branding and everything around it has been A+.
Yeah.
Yeah, make cool names.
Yeah,
stop being cool. The Washington Commanders sucked. And then the branding behind it sucked even more.
Yeah, I think what they actually should do is go with, the Utah Windboats. Just steal something else from New Orleans, right? You know, the Utah Gators.
The Salt Lake Voodoo.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, Salt Lake Voodoo. Just give me something that is, because it has nothing to do with it. Just take it from Louisiana. Just go ahead. Like, the Utah Cajuns.
The Cajuns, yeah.
Do it. Give me
the Utah Creole.
Yeah. 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 Give me the Utah Hurricanes. I don't know.
Oh, no, we already have those. Carolina.
That's right. I forget that's still a hockey team.
Yeah, they've won titles. They're very good.
Yeah, well, still. I do not think of hockey in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or Florida. Yeah. Or Tampa.
Tampa's been really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of Stanley Cup appearances.
Miami.
Let's go with the old the Utah Justin Wilsons. He was the old, New Orleans TV chef.
Oh,
that
was
a Cajun accent. Super.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Yeah. That's a deep cut right there, Rust.
What's the old Segura bit? They need to build a fence, but they just need to build it around the state of Louisiana.
Hey, you have a vast basketball knowledge.
Yeah.
You do. You do. Do you know who Gary Suter is?
Suter. That's a hockey player.
Gary Suter. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Well, it will after this. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right. Do you know who Gary Suter is? Have you NBA player Gary Suter?
No. I think of NHL.
Yeah. Gary Suter played in the NBA for the Cleveland Cavaliers 1970 and 71. Okay.
Okay.
This story comes to us via Jeff Ruff's bathroom.
To be fair,
that's where I do my award-winning show.
I would say most of our stuff comes from our bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what depths of Twitter you were on when you found this, but here is an excerpt from a newspaper.
I think it was a Rex Chapman retweet.
Okay, in 1971, Gary Suter lasted only 30 games in the team's very first season, but left his mark. He used to bug coach Bill Fitch so much to put him in games that Fitch at last relented and decided to start him one night. Come tip-off time, though, Suter was nowhere to be found near the huddle at the bench. An assistant coach was dispatched to the locker room, thinking Suter had locked himself in, which apparently had happened a couple of times previously. He found Suter instead at the concession stand, wolfing down a hot dog and throwing back a beer, in uniform, just minutes before the tip.
And then what happened?
Funny you should ask. Bill Fitch used to get phone calls from Suter, who cleverly disguised his voice and identified himself as a loyal Cavalier fan, demanding that Gary Suter get more playing time. At the middle of the season, the Cavs released Suter, but he still kept coming to practices and games. He stands it. He eventually gave up on this and told Fitch he would leave, but needed $450 for a plane fare back to Texas for him and his wife. "What wife?" exclaimed Fitch, who knew Suter to be single. The next day, Fitch recalls, he shows up with this 5'2", 200-pound woman he must have dragged off the street. "This is my wife," Suter told him. "We gave him the money," Fitch said. Not only did he Costanza it.
Wow!
He went, "I need money for me and my wife to get home." "What wife?" "Found one." "Here she is."
You know, I often wonder how easy it would be 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago to get away with crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and in this,
and my God,
in the spirit of a true infomercial, but wait, there's more.
Yeah. I went up and that was just from the tweet that Russ sent. So I did some digging on old Gary Suter.
Okay.
Would you care to guess how he died?
I'm going to go ahead and say, like a Wild West standoff.
Close. He was murdered due to an outstanding gambling debt. Okay.
There we go.
A year before his murder, Suter was robbed for $2,500 in a diamond ring by a business owner. The business owner and Suter had been playing craps, and after Suter had won $2,500, the business owner brandished a pistol and shot at Suter. Okay, he was robbed. His death in October 23rd, 1982, Suter was murdered near Rio Rancho, New Mexico, as he allegedly owed money. An outstanding gambling debt over a dice game. The heated argument, Gary Hoxie shot Suter in the hand, chest, and head with close range with a .357 Magnum.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like you start with the hand, then the chest, then the head.
Suter was known to be a gambler, often hustling pool halls around New Mexico and Texas. He was a fairly good pool player, and you could find him at pool halls during the day and then of the 3x6 bar tables at night. Suter began his gambling issues inside the University of New Mexico Student Union building. The breaking point of Suter being kicked out of the University of New Mexico while he was a basketball player there was because he was caught playing pool wearing the football coach's letterman's jacket, which he stole.
Good God! How is this not a Netflix show?
No, wait. There's more!
Yeah, I think I smell a 30 for 30 coming.
Good God!
All right. In 1980, so 2 years before his death, Suter was arrested. over, before his murder, Souter was arrested over a $175 shoplifting accusation. Because of the overcrowding at the local jails in Albuquerque, Souter was incarcerated at the Penitentiary of New Mexico. After 8 days of incarceration, a riot took place, one of the most violent prison riots in U.S. history. Souter was beaten with a metal pipe by other inmates who were intoxicated off of prison wine.
There you go.
Souter suffered lacerations, contusions, and fractures. He claimed his leg was permanently impaired. He ended up suing the state and winning.
Oh, my God.
Wild. Just wild. I think one of my favorite parts
of this dude was a wild card.
Is how it was Bill Fitch involved as the head coach, too.
Who,
if memory serves correctly, at one point was both the, I think, both the winningest and the losingest coach of all time at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. While at New Mexico, he was also accused by teammates of being a hoarder.
Of?
He'd collect pizza boxes, Beatles vinyls, Mad magazines.
Why the pizza boxes?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He ended up leaving the University of New Mexico and going to Midwestern State. And the reason why
that sounds like a made-up school.
Oh, just wait. Souter hitchhiked from New Mexico to Wichita Falls, Texas, and called Midwestern State's coach Dennis VanZant asking for a tryout.
Did he get it?
He made the team and made the NBA. He went to the NBA after getting kicked out of New Mexico for being a hoarder and running off his roommates, stealing the football coach's letterman's jacket, and going and gambling in the student union, and hustling people at the pool tables of the student union.
Oh, my God.
See, and the best part is, I thought just the first tweet that I sent was wild, and then you uncovered all the rest of it.
I
had no idea it was just the tip
of
the
iceberg. I'm almost speechless. Like, this...
If you wrote this, people would be like, no, that's just...
No,
that's
it's too much.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah, he was the ultimate. This guy is the ultimate wild card.
Yeah,
the Gary Souter, everybody. Gary Souter.
My wife.
He had scholarship offers from Kentucky, Kansas State, Texas Western, which was really good back then.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State, Idaho State, Brigham Young, New Mexico. I don't think he would have done well at BYU. New Mexico State, Texas Tech, University of Washington, Pepperdine. In the University of New Mexico, where Coach Bob King called him one of the best freshman prospects he had ever seen. There you go, everybody.
Quick math.
Gary Souter.
The $450 was worth about $3,500 today.
All right.
So still kind of on the nose for plane fare.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Right? Yeah. I literally just booked Summer League last night, so you're not wrong.
And this is also, he was a 6'9" center. That's what the NBA used to
be. Oh, there
it
is. Yeah. Well, yeah, 6'9" in the 70s. Yeah, that man's a monster. Also, that's got to be an intimidating guy to gamble against, right? You're not used to seeing 6'9" anywhere, especially in New Mexico. Rio Rancho's in northern Albuquerque.
Well, that's why the one guy that robbed him didn't try just, scaring with physical force. That's why he had
strikes
the gun.
Strikes the gun.
Yeah.
This is a Netflix show waiting to happen.
I don't know how it hasn't been already.
Absolutely unhinged.
All right. We've got a few notable spring games going on this
Hold
weekend.
On. Yeah. Hold on. The text line. Yeah. Something tells me this guy would have immediately become best friends with Sukanik.
Well, yeah. Sounds about right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You know what I bet? I bet you they would go. I bet you they'd go crabbing in Eastern Oregon together.
Wild card,
with no questions asked.
I bet there's some guys I've met over there that they have that history. They have that history. All right, so we got some notable spring games, including the Beavs. We talked to Nigel Burton yesterday about the Beavs. USC's got their spring showcase coming up this weekend as well. Let's dive in. What are we expecting from Beavs and USC? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.